So. You're holding daf Ayin Hey Mabez. In the middle. Yimhoyo show Yechidim. That the Mishnah's case again was we have two chatzerim, one inside the other one, an inside one and an outside one. And the inside person has to walk through the outer chatzer to go out. So the Mishnah says, Yimhoyo show Yechidim. If both of them belong to only one person, then the halacha is they're both mutter. There's a lot of carry out. Why? Because only one person lives in the inner chotzer. One person is allowed to carry out to his chotzer. And the outer chotzer also is only one person. They don't answer. So therefore, even though the inner person walks through the outer chotzer, this is a halacha like the Tanakhama, that a regal that's mutter bim koimai does not answer shle bim koimai. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Tony Rebbe, hoyu gimol asurin. Let's say there were three people. In other words, in one of these two chotzers, two people live there. And the other chotzer only one, then they ask Zelzer. Omulu Rav Beivor lo titzitzu lei, don't listen to him. Ano Amrisa nalei, I was the one that said this over. O mishmei de Rav Ada bar Avo Amrisa nalei. And I said over in the name of Rav Ada bar Avo. That's the one I said it over, in his name. V'hoyel ani koira behem rabim b'chitzoyna. And also that even if the two people are in the outside chotzer, still it's osur. So Rashi says, this is the reason. Why I said it. Whereas the chiddush is really, let's say one person lived in the inner chotzer, in the inside chotzer, and two people lived on the outer chotzer. Really, it should still be mutter. Because the inner chotzer, only one person is living there. He doesn't answer. One person is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So now when he walks through the outer chotzer, really he should not answer on the outer chotzer. Because it's called a regal hamoteras bim koimoi. He's allowed to carry out in his own chotzer. And the Tanakam Mashita is, if you can carry out in your chotzer, when you walk through another chotzer, you don't answer. Still we say no, it's Xera. Xera, maybe you're going to have the two people living at the inside chotzer. If two people living in the inner chotzer and they did not make an Aruvah Chatzeres together, it's also for them to carry out into the chotzer. Now when the inner two people walk through the outer chotzer, even though the outer chotzer is only one person living there, they're going to ask on the outer person. Because two people living on the inside, if they did not make an Aruvah Chatzeres, they're not allowed to carry out. So that's called the regal ho'asur bim koimoi. So then everybody holds, at least the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva holds, that after is on the outer chotzer. So the chiddush is, even though you only have the two people living on the outer chotzer, and in the inside chotzer only one is living, still it's osur. And the sixerim maybe will have it the opposite way around. Here. Omar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, Morid Avrom, like Loshin Shvua, the father of Avrom Avinu, like Loshin Shvua, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, Rabim v'Rebbe Ichlifli, that Rav Yosef again, like Rashi says, he was sick, he forgot his learning, and now he reminded himself a little bit. So he said, like he made a mistake, that Rabim v'Rebbe Ichlifli, I made a mistake that I thought it was the name of the Rabim, I said it was the name of Rebbe. So Rashi, Rabim v'Rebbe Ichlifli, Hatam Shomoli Rabim v'Chitzoyna, That you told me over, I learned, that we're talking about even if the two people are living in the outside chotzer, is neschalfuli berebi. I mixed, mistaken that din, and thought Rebbe was the one that said this din. When I was sick, I forgot. Now I remembered. That it was the rabbim that said it. Now, as we're talking about that even in the outer chotzer lives the two people, still it's awesome. I thought it was said over the name of Rebbe. Yeah. And we see what it wasn't really Rebbe. It was Rav Beivoy. It was Shved Rav Ada bar Avi. It was. He was the one that said it over. Or Shmuel Amano. Shmuel says Lo'ela Mutaris Achiyu Shnayim Bepnimis V'Yechad Bichitzoyna. Shmuel doesn't make this gzera. If you have only one person living on the inner chotzer, so then he's allowed to carry out into his chotzer. So what then if the outer two people made their own Eruv Chatzeres, when the inside one walks through it, he does not aser. The only time it's aser is if you have two people living in the inside chotzer, and they did not make an Eruv together. So those two are not allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. So that's called the regal ho'asur bim koimoi. when they walk out to the outer chotzer, they asr on the outer one. Omer Reb Loza, v'nochri hareyu karabim. Let's say you have a goy living in the inner chotzer, and only one goy living there, and on the outer chotzer also only one.
There are two yidden living there.
Nochri hareyu karabim. A nochri has been like two people. For the more maishin or Yisrael, why is Yisrael different? The loyos or Yisrael does not answer. The man, the yoda, if somebody knows that only one Yisrael is living there, so there's nothing to talk about. Everybody knows that one Yisrael doesn't answer. You're allowed to carry out from your house into your chutz. There's no iser. You're allowed to. Uman de lo yoda. Somebody does not know there's only one person, and still he sees you carrying out. If he sees you carrying out on Shabbos, so mustama think. You know why you're carrying out? Mustami made an eruv service. That's why if there's one Yisrael in the inner chutz, it's mutter. For the Gemara, nochri nami. There should be the same heter. Should be even if a goy is living in the inner chutzur, even though he has a right to walk through the outer chutzur, but he's only one goy. Is nami arminin to yoda yoda. People that know that there's only one Yisrael, one goy,
and two Yisraelim in the outer chutzur,
it's mutter. And the lo yoda, if somebody doesn't know this fact, now they'll think that there are a few yidden living there and a few goyim, and they'll see you carrying maybe savri gurei uger. Why can't they also, Neman? They'll think that you did the heter. What's the heter? If you have a guy living there, you have to rent his rights. So why don't we say also that people won't make mistakes? Either they'll think there's only one guy living there and it's mutter, or else if they'll think there's a few people there, they'll think you rented it from the guy. So what should it be? Why should it be also here? Have the Gemara name.
Stam nochri iisa dioiger mifapoya. If a guy would rent it, he would tell everybody about it. He wouldn't keep it quiet.
It means he talks a lot about it, and everybody hears about it. And Rashi says, like, Kail Islay, or Kail goes out, everybody knows about it. Fahani loy Iger, Mela, since the Kail, nobody spoke about that the Goy rented out his rights to the Goy, so everybody's going to say the Goy did not rent it. Uman de loy Yodu Shudar Shom Yechidi. Now, somebody does not know that there's only one Yisrael and one Goy here, Sova Dein Drisos a regular service. They'll stam think that a person living in the inner chotzer, when he walks through the outer chotzer, he doesn't answer on the outer chotzer. So therefore, by a goy, we have the gzeirah. Even though there's only one goy living in the inner chotzer, and only one Yisrael living on the outer chotzer, there's a gzeirah you can't carry out. Because we're afraid people will know that. They'll think there are two Yisraelim living there, and they'll think that a goy doesn't answer on them. Therefore, you have the gzeirah by a goy. But by Yisrael, there's no gzeirah, because by Yisrael, a monoshoch. Either they'll know there's only one and one, that's why it's mutter. And even if they think there are more than one, but they'll nemar mustam, you made an Eruv Chatzeres together. And that people don't talk about so much. That's a normal thing to make an Eruv Chatzeres. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Anu Gemara. Yud batim zu lifnim mizu. You have 10 houses, and each apartment opens up into the next apartment. Like a choo-choo train you have. Like a long train. One apartment, it opens up into the inner apartment, 10 going one straight down the line. Is Yud Batim, Zu Lefnei Mizu, each one opens up into the inner one. Is Pnimi Noisen Eseruvai. Now all these 10 apartments open up into the Chotzer. And it could be there are other people living in the Chotzer also. So if you want to make an Ruvah Chatzeris, you know who has to give an Eruv Chatzeris here? Only the inner apartment, that's all. Is Pnimi Noisen Eseruvai Vedayai. Only the inner apartment, the person living all around the inside, he has to give the Eruv. Even the outer ones also have to give part of the Eruv. Why? Chitzoin, the svar is, a person living in the outer apartments here, since you have to go through their apartment to get into the inner chotzer, in the inner house, is alocha beisharu. It's called a beishar. That's like a foyer. That's like a way to get into the inner apartment. And the klal is, a beishar does not aser. Like we had before. If somebody owns a beis shar to the house, usually that's the first room when you come into your house, like the foyer, the first entrance, the first hallway, that's called a beis shar. And it's not called royal adira, because since everybody walks through it to get into the house, it's not royal to live there. You can't have your privacy there. So here we have 10 apartments, one opening up into the inner one, the svar is, where does people live really? They have the privacy only in the inner apartment. All the outer apartments is called a beishar, only an entrance to be able to get into the inner apartment. So that's Pshan, the first man, the Yomam, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that only the inner apartment has to give an Eruv. Because all the first 9 apartments don't have a shame, a beis dira, it's called a beishar. So the kasha, why does Rabbi Yochanan say no? Even the outer ones also have to give it. L'chor, they're only a beis shar. It's not a mokum to have a real dira there. It's a pathway. You pass through your apartment to get to the inner apartment. That's not called a mokum rola dira. And for the Gemara, chitzen shopanimi. Rabbi Yochanan only means the ninth apartment also. Avada, the 8th, 7th, 6th down, he's maskim, that's called a beis shar. It's something like a foyer, a hallway to get into the inner apartment. It's not royal adira. You don't have to give an eruv. No, he just holds the 9th apartment, that also has a shem dira. For the Gemara, b'maikim, if it goes to machlokes, masava beis shar diyochid shmei beis shar, or masava loy shmei beis shar. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul says, the 9th apartment, even though, to go further in, how many more apartments are inside? Only one. So it's only called the Beis Shar into one apartment. If you hold, that's still called the Beis Shar. Still called like a hallway. It's not royal adira, the 9th apartment. It doesn't have to give an eruv. Reb Yechon says no. The 9th apartment, since there's only one more apartment further in, so it's only called like a hallway to just one apartment. If it's only a Beis Shar for one more apartment, that's not called a Beis Shar. You could have privacy there also. If only one person walks through your house, that's not Toga Felech. That's Reb Yechon's Smorah. So Reb Yechon says the 9th one also has a shame Beis Dira. Just the 8th one, since in the 8th one, two people walk through it, that's called the Beis Shar, that's not called Royal Adira. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Abaravua. Omar Rav, Beis Chatzeris. You have two chotzes. Now the Gimel Batim B'neim. You have three houses in between them. Right, there's a picture a little bit here in Rashi, that you have a chotzer on the outside, a chotzer on the other outside, and then in between them there are three houses here. Yeah. Gimel Batim B'neim. That the each outer house opens up into the chotzer, and in between the middle house opens up into both houses. There's a Pesach in between to both houses. Now what's the halacha now? Zebo derech zeh v'noisen eruvah bezeh. The people living on the right chotzer, if they want to be moisif, make an eruv chatzeris in order to carry into this first house, they have a right to do that. They could put their house, they could put the eruv in the first house. They put the Erev in the middle. Hey, the people living on the right chotzer, they make the first house, they make it like a Beis Shar. It's like a foyer to get into the middle house. So they're putting their Erev now in the middle house. They want to be able to carry from the chotzer into the middle house. So the people on the right chotzer, all the people living in the houses there, made an Erev, put their path in the middle house. And the same way the other chotzer.
The same thing. The people living on the left chotzer, they make the first house of the left into a beis shar, and they walk into the middle house, and they put their pass there also. So it comes out right now that both chatzeres have their pass in the middle house. So the kids here, there's like one big eruv here that everybody's allowed to carry one to the other, from the right chotzer through the three batim into the left chotzer. The same thing, the left chotzer straight through into the right chotzer. Because both of them put their pass on the middle house, and they made an eruv together, so everybody is mishtatif together here. And Enoch Naimi, the people in the three houses themselves, they don't have to add into the eruv. Like, and that's the Gemara ends off, that it says, Zeh nasa beis shar lezeh, v'zeh nasa beis shar lezeh, and emtsoyi hevelei baye shemanichim boy eruv, v'ein tzorech liten esa pas. And the middle house, that's the house that both chatzerim are putting the eruv into. And the halacha is when you collect the eruv together from all the people and you put it into one house, in that one house that you put the eruv, they don't have to add to the eruv. Because the pshat is like everybody's living in the house. So if they're there, you don't have to have a pass for them. So here it looks like both chatzerim are going to live now in the middle house. So the middle house does not have to put an eruv, doesn't have to be mishat to put a pass, because the eruv is in the house. The right house and the left house does not need an Erev, because they're like a Beis Shar. They're a way to go through. This is the way that everybody makes an Erev together here, that the two outside chotzers put their pass into the middle house, and now everybody is like one and a lot of carry straight through.
The houses also don't need their own Erev, because the two outer houses have a Shein Beis Shar. They're only like a foyer. They're like a hallway to get into it. This is an akimta that you have three houses in the middle between two chotzers, and neither of the three houses have to put bread into the Ruvi Chatzeris. The right chotzer puts their pas that they collected from everybody into the middle house, so the middle house does not need its own eruv, because that's the makom where they're leaving the eruv. The right house doesn't need anything because it's a beishar. It's only a hallway to get into the middle house. And the same way on the left side. So that's the halacha. That left side chotzer puts their path into the middle house. And that's all. The middle house does not need its own path. And the chotzer is allowed to carry through the outer house into the middle house. Because the outer house is only a beishar. And the middle house, that's where the beis dir is. That's where the erev is. So the chotzer can carry into the middle house. And the left one into the middle house. From one chotzer to the other chotzer, that they can't carry. Because they didn't make an erev altogether. There's the right side put the erev in the middle, and the left side put the erev in the middle. So that's the halacha. Rashi, Tav Rashi, Zeh Naseh Beis Shalazir, Kol Abayis Naseh Beis Shalachotzer, Shur Pesuach Loi. Hey, the two outer houses become a Beis Shar, and therefore they don't need an erev at all, just the middle house needs one, and since they're putting the erev in the middle house, everything is okay. So the Gemara, Bodak Luhu Rachbo L'Rabbonin. Rachba wanted to ask a shadow like Sidus Rabbon around their toes. They didn't know the halachas or not. Trashi Bodik, Menasi tested them. In Chochmol Hoshim, if they'll be smart enough to answer him back. So Rachba Stam tested the Rabbonin. He asked them a shadow like this. Beis Chatzerus. You have to have two chotzes, two different courtyards. U Beis Batim B'neim. And there are only two houses in between them. Yeah, Azaya Chotzer, a courtyard, has all the houses opening up into it. And now at this picture, in between one chotzer and another chotzer, there are just two houses in between them. Now, the people living on the right chotzer, they pass through the right house, as if to make it into a beis shar, make it just a hallway, and they put the erev in the left house. That's where they put the erev. They want to make the ikka beis dira, the left house. Now the same way the other chotzer does just the opposite. Now the people living on the left chotzer, they walk right through the first house, and they put the erev into the right house. The left people are making the right house the beis dira, and the left house they're making for the passway the beis shar, and the people living on the right chotzer are doing just the opposite. They're walking through the right house in order to get into the left house, so they're making the right house the beis shar, and the left house they're making into a beis dira. Is what's the halacha? Kona erev or loy? Couldn't we say that the right chotzer is kind of the erev because they put it into the left house? And they gave it to the right chotzer, the left house is the beis dira. And I, the right house, that's called the beis shar. And they gave it to the left chotzer, we say just the opposite. The people living on the left chotzer, they're making the first house a hallway to walk through it. Where are they making their beis dira? On the right side, the right house. So what's the theory? Bamanashach. Which house is the beis dira and which house is the beis shar? Is the pathway to go through? Each chotzer is making the other house the beis dira. So Bamanashach, could they both be chal or not? If you tell me they're both to be chal, be a theory. You can't say the right erev is chal because the right people made the left house the beis dira. Now if the left house is the beis dira, the left chotzer can't be chal the erev. Because where do they put the erev? They put the erev in the right house. The right house is only a beis shar. If you want to count the right house for the beis dira, so then the right chotzer should not be chal. Because the halacha is you have to put the erev chatzeris in the beis dira. It has to be in one of the houses that you could live there. So here it's a modern case. Each chotzer made the other house for a beis dira. So Rashi Maho. Vaday, itavayu beis shar mishavinon, ein echad mem erev. If both houses are going to be a beis shar, then you can't have an erev here. When you collect an eruv chatzeris, if you put it into a beis shar, nothing is chal. You have to put it into a beis dira. V'tavayu bayis gomer. If they're both called a real bayis to live in, ein echad mem eruv. Also, the eruv won't be chal. Shirei bayis there mafsig ben chotzer leruvin, because each chotzer put the eruv in the opposite house. The people living on the right chotzer didn't put the Erev in the house right next to them. No, they skipped that house. They put it into the next house. So if you're going to tell me the middle house now is a beis dira, the chotzer didn't make an Erev with that house. So they can't walk through that house. They can't carry through the house. So how do you look at this case? Yeah. So he said here, Me zot gemara mi mishavil hu legabe dahai bayis or legabe dahai beishar. Could we say that even though the stir is each chotzer will take separately, and for the right chotzer we're going to say the first house is the beishar, is a hallway. The second house is the real beis dira. We could say that way. And when we look at the left chutz, we'll say just the opposite. Can we say these two steers or not? Omru leis, Rabbanan answered back, Shnehem loikonu eruv. Rabbanan answered back, no. Both of these chutzes are not kind of the eruv. You can't do such a thing like this. It's a stira, and both can't be chal. Monoshach. It's a monoshach. If you're going to tell whichever house, one of the two houses, you have to make for a beishar. So whichever house you make for the beishar, for the hallway, is hanoisen es eruv bebeishar, ach sadr mafeses, is enu eruv. If somebody collects the eruv chaseris and puts it into a hallway, or into a chsadru, that's like an open porch, or marfeses, an open balcony, is ein eruv. So monoshach. So since one of these two houses, one of them made for beishar, so one eruv can't be chal. Elamai e bayis mashavisle. If you want to count both houses for a beis dira that are living there, kometalto labayis loy maravle. Or bezoyi carrying the right chutzer, put the eruv in the left house. So they have to carry over middle house. That middle house is not in the eruv. So they can't carry through that middle house. Obi yasser. So that's what the rabbanon answered back. The vade tesira these two things. Again, we have these two chutzes on the opposite sides, and in the middle you have two houses. So if each chutzah put the eruv not in the house next to them, but they skipped over the house and put it on the opposite house, then no eruv could be chal. Because it's a stira ladodi. If you're making one house a beishar, how could the other chutzah put the eruv there? And if the other chutz was making your house a beishar, how could you put your eruv there? So the kids are neither of the two eruvs are chal. Kriyat Gemara, umayshana, why is this different? Me the rova. Why is this different than rova? The Yomar Rova said aloha like this. Omru loy shnayim. If two different people, Reuven and Shimon, made somebody a shliya to make an eruv for them. His Reuven and Shimon picked Yehuda, told Yehuda, do us a favor, go out in the field, and make two separate eruvs. An eruv for me and an eruv for you. This was an eruv tchumim, I think. Yeah. The Omru loy shnayim. Say barav aleinu. Is li echad eruv olav mebayt yoyim. For when Yehuda the Shliach went out for Reuven, he put down the Erev Taka Friday. It was Mamash Ben Boy Join. Uli Echot Erev Olav Ben Hashmoshes. And the second Erev he first put down Ben Hashmoshes. It was ready after Shkia. It was Ben Hashmoshes. Now what's the Locha? Zesh Erev Olav Ben Boy Join. The first Erev that he put down for Reuven, that he put it down Taka on Friday, is Nechol Eruve Ben Hashmoshes. Either he himself or somebody else came and they ate up their Reuven Tchumim Ben Hashmoshes. So it's a suffix if the Erev is the Erev Chal or not. Because the halacha is when you're making a Reuven Tchumim, you have to have the bread out in the field there at the beginning of Shabbos. So it's a shaila, is Ben Hashmoshes called the beginning of Shabbos or not? And here it was eaten up Ben Hashmoshes. So you have a suffix, was it eaten up before Shabbos started that the Erev is not Chal? Or do we look as if no, the first Shabbos came and then it got eaten up? And who are din? Zesh iru lov, v'zesh iru olav ben hashmoshes. Now, when this Yehuda made the second Erev for Shimon, his Erev he first put down ben hashmoshes. Now, his Erev was nechal aruvay mishatechshach. The second Erev that the Shliach first put down ben hashmoshes, so it's a suffix taka when he put it down, that he put it down before Shabbos, is ben hashmoshes considered before Shabbos, then the Erev would be good. Or on the side, ben hashmoshes is already Shabbos, you can't make a Reuven Tchum anymore. A Reuven Tchum you have to put down Badafka before Shabbos. So he put it down Ben Hashmoshes. A Sofik if it's Chalana. And now, Mishatechsha, Nechal Eruvim Mishatechsha, the second Eruv first got eaten up when it became Vaday night, is the Locha Taka Shneyam Konu Eruv. The Locha Rav is said Taka, both Eruvim Tchum is Achal. And we go to Kula. Since Eruvim Tchum is only a din with the Rabbonin, so the Rabbonin is Sofik, in the Rabbonin you go to Kula. So the Chorda Kashra is, why don't we say it's a Stira Ladadi here? The first Erev true he put down on Friday. But he ate it up at Ben Hashmoshes. So what are you telling me now? That Ben Hashmoshes is considered Shabbos already. So it's like at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was there. So even though it got eaten up Ben Hashmoshes, still the Erev is Chal. So if you're telling me now Ben Hashmoshes is Shabbos, it's a Kashra. Why is the second Erev Chal? Well, now the Shliach Yehuda put the Erev down now for Shimon, he first put the Erev down Ben Hashmoshes. How could you say that Erev is Chal? Are you just telling me now, we're considering now Ben Hashmoshes Shabbos already? So if Ben Hashmoshes is Shabbos, you can't make an Erev Tchumim then, it's too late already. So it's a theory of the two things. How could you look at the same shliach, he made two different erevs, and one erev you say ben Hashemoshes is called Shabbos, and for the second erev we say no, ben Hashemoshes is called till Friday, and Shabbos first starts later. The chur, it's a theory of the two things. How could the two things, how could you do two of them? Let's see Rashi. Shneiyam konu erevs at Rashi Almo, mishum de ben Hashemoshes sofiku. It's a suffix, what din does Ben Hashemoshes have? After Shkia, Tutsesik Echovim, it's a Shailam. The suffix to the Reim Lahokim. The Erev Midivrayimu. To make an Aruve Tchum is only Midirabonim. The Lagabe Hai Shenechel Aruve Ben Hashemoshes Meshavin Leilaila. The get to the first Erev that was put down before Shabbos and eaten up Ben Hashemoshes, we say Ben Hashemoshes is Vabe Shabbos. And the Erev was Chal. Riamrinon Kvarkon Erev. Or Lagabe Hai Shirev Olo Ben Hashemoshes. And the second Erev that he first put down, Ben Hashemoshes, Mishavin and Layoim, V'yadayin Hevelei Shoyes, Liknei Shavisa. He still has time to be crying his Shavisa. So, Chorot's a Stira. So, what do you say? The Baal Erevin is only Midirabodim. We don't look at Stiras. We look at each Erev by itself. Each Erev by itself, Minasofik, we go to Kula, it's Mutter. So, for our case here also, when you have these two Chatzerim, and you have a two batim in between. What do I care? It's a stiro. That how could you say this house is a base stiro? I, the other chotzer, made it for a base shar. So what? Look at each chotzer by itself. The right chotzer taka made the first house a base shar, a pathway, and they made the second house their base stiro. Now the left chotzer did the opposite. They made their first bias a base shar, and the second house a base stiro. Why can't we look at each chotzer separate the same way here? We're looking at each Arab separate. It's the same svara. They're both the Shiloh and the Rabbonin. You should go to Kula. And so the Gemara, Hochi Hashta. What kind of, what's that Sushtel? Isn't that not Doim El Adadi? There's a big difference. Hosom Sofik Yamomo Sofik Lailo Leminkura Milsom. Bein Hashemoshes, it's a Sofik if it's Yom or is it Shabbos already. Nobody can tell. It's no Stira El Adadi. We don't see the Stira here right now. Even if we're saying, like, for one Erev it was Chal, for the other Erev is not Chal, it's not something that's visible that you can see. It's here to say, I see the Stira in front of us. It's not Minkara. Ben Hashemoshes are not Minkara. We don't see it. Trashila Minkara Milsom. Vlehevei Milo de Rabbona Kichucha Betlula. It doesn't look like a joke. Mashenka says to Maravel Hocho. Mashenka here, when you have these two Chatzerim, and you have two Batim in between, Monoshach, you have two houses in front of our nose. We see the two houses here. E Lagabe Dahai Bayis. Lagabe dahai bayis mamonashoch. If one chotzer, if the right chotzer is making the second house on the left side into the bayis, into a base dira, so that has to be a base dira even for the left chotzer, and then it's a stira on the left chotzer. The left chotzer can't carry out then. Ani lagabe dahai base shar. And if you want to tell me no that the right house, the right side made into a base shar, lagabe dahai base shar, it has to be a base shar because here the two houses are in front of our nose. So, which way do we go through the houses? Which house is called a pathway, and which house is called a base dirum? It's a theory to say that for the right chotzer, the first house you're passing through, the second house you're living in, and for the left chotzer, just the opposite, the first house they're passing through, and the second house they're living. So since you have the two houses in front of your nose, it's a theory to say one and one. Therefore, where it's a theory, the svar is in the rabbonin, it looks like a joke. Even though really our Sofit Rabbonin, we should look at each Erev separately and say Sofit Rabbonin Lekulam, but since it looks like a joke, the Rabbonin doesn't make jokes. Therefore, the Rabbonin said Lechumra, neither of them Achal. Mashenkin, the Sofit Gebein HaShemoshes, we don't see it in front of us right now. So to say this Erev is Chal and that Erev is Chal, it doesn't look like a joke. Therefore, both said them Achal. Hadrin Olecha Yehadar. So that's the Mishnah. Chaloin, if you have a window, Shebein Beis Chatzeres. You have two courtyards, two chatzerim, and each chatzer, a lot of houses open up, and now there's a mechitza between the two chatzers, but there's a window in that mechitza. There's a chalina window, shebein beis chatzeris, on the dividing wall between the two chatzers, there's a window. Dal, it has to be at least four tfachim by four tfachim, betoy chatzera, that the window cannot be higher than 10 tfachim. It has to be lower than 10 tfachim. I will see in the Gemara, it means at least 1 inch of it is within 10 tfachim. Then the locker is, they have their choice. Ma'arvin Shnayim, if each chotzer wants to make their own eruv chatzeres, just to be able to carry out from the house into their chotzer, they're allowed to do it. because really there's a wall dividing the two chatzerim, so they don't ask a zel zel. So each one could make their own eruv. The yimrotzu marvin echad. But if they want to, they could make an eruv chatzeres together in order to carry from one chatzer into the next chatzer, from one house into the next house. Since there is a pesach b'neihem, so what does a pesach mean? Something that you could go through. So the chiddush is you don't mamash have to have a doorway, even if you only have a window. That's only 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's not completely 10 tefachim high, then it's okay. Because let's say there'll be, the wall would be 10 tefachim high. So Maisa, once you have a wall 10 tefachim high, that's called a mechitza. When you have a straight mechitza dividing the two chatzers, there's no way to go through it. See, let's say now the wall is 20 amas high, and you have a window on top. So what do I care if you have a window over there?